competition. Some people hear that word and they get really excited because they're really competitive. Other people, when they hear that word, get really scared. What if the competition takes my clients, takes my members, steals my customers? What if I lose? Because when there's a competition, there's usually a winner and a loser. So when you're in business, do you get excited about the competition? Do you get excited about people wanting to copy what you do, or do you get scared? And of course, the choice is yours, the choice is mine, and wonder which one will be better. If you get scared, if you panic, is that ever part of the solution? Can you think clearly and can you develop great new ideas when your brain is shut down with fear or panic? If you are excited about something, if you say to yourself, how can I do this? I'm excited about overcoming this challenge. I want to do this. How can I? Your brain tends to open up and say, all right, let's get going. You've given me a task. You've given me a mission. I'm excited about it. And the great thing about being really good at what you do is that you are the head of the competition and that other people will be wanting to copy what you do. So when you look at what everybody else is doing, or even better, the people that are aiming to do the same thing that you do, so they've got the same product or the same service and they're in competition with you, be really thankful if they're trying to copy you. And most business people wouldn't say that. That statement for most people is really scary. I had this great idea, this great marketing plan. I put a great ad on television. I've got a really new great idea for my business. I've got this product that I love. I've created this amazing thing and somebody's copied me. The competition is doing what I'm doing. Rather than getting scared about that, what if you got excited? It forces you to get better. It forces you to create something even better than what you had before. And there's another great quote in business that when you do it the second time, you usually do it much better. Have you ever lost everything on your computer, had to go back and do a project again or do a mission again and thought to yourself, wow, I'm actually really glad I lost it the first time because it's much better the second time. And that's the beautiful thing about a person who's constantly coming up with great ideas, inventing new things, wanting to make things better, is that of course people are going to copy you because most people don't have very good ideas of their own. So they go and look at what everybody else is doing and copy. That's why we've got fashion. That's why we've got people with lots of tattoos. That's why we've got men with beards. That's why we've got women who wear high-waisted jeans and low-waisted jeans. That's why some colors are in fashion and they go out of fashion the next year because people copy. People like to go with the crowd, do what everybody else is doing. Why not you be the person that creates the trend? You be the person that's always coming up with the new ideas. You're the person that sets the style. And if everybody's copying, that's great. And even if it's your competition that's copying, people who are really good at buying a product or service or they really want the best, they actually don't want the person that copied what you do. They're going to have a look. And maybe this person was really clever and they copied you so incredibly well that everybody thinks it was their idea. But you know that it wasn't. You know that that was your idea. And because it was your idea, you're the person that's the visionary that can make it better. You're the person that can grow it. You're the person that can make it even more exciting and add even more value to people's lives. So rather than getting caught up in the competition and be scared that people are going to copy you and be worried about anything, have a look at what everybody's doing if you think you need to and just decide, I'm going to do it better. I'm going to make it either less expensive or more expensive. I'm going to add more color or take color away. I'm going to do it completely different to everybody else. And then if people copy, I'm going to do it completely different again. Having been in business for a really long time and having come up with lots of brilliant ideas, just ask me. I get really excited when people copy my ideas, and they have on a regular basis over the last 30 years. But what's exciting for me is that as soon as somebody copies me, I have to come up with a new USP in business. To be the best at what you do, you have to be unique, different, and memorable. You have to have unique selling points, unique points of difference. And if somebody else is doing what you're doing, then you can no longer call that a unique selling point. It's no longer your point of difference from your competition because they're doing the same thing. Now, the silly competition doesn't realize that they've also not got a USP either. So they're doing the same thing as you. So they can't say, we do this and we're the only people that do this or we're the best at it, because they're doing the same as you. So in business, the number one rule, if you want to stand out from the crowd, is pick at least 3 to 5 things that make you uniquely different to everybody else. If somebody copies you, that's awesome, because you've got to now got to go out and come up with, create, invent, develop another USP that's different to what your competition's doing to the people that are copying you. So it forces you to grow. It forces your brain to expand. It forces you to learn. It forces you to train. It forces you to study. And as you can hear in my voice, it gets you excited about what you're doing. If you keep doing the same thing over and over because nobody's copying you and you've got no competition, you'll get bored. And if you're not bored, you won't grow. And those two things, neither of those work in business. You don't want to be bored and you don't want to be stagnant. So be excited about the competition. Be excited when people are copying you. Always keep checking your business. Do I have 3 to 5 unique selling propositions, unique selling points of difference? Am I standing out from the crowd because I am uniquely different? And then when somebody copies you, get excited.